Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we really got to be thankful for people like Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst who briefed Ronald Reagan and George Bush the first, Lord Bush the first. We're also joined by Jeff Norman, who's been out there organizing as a great activist all over the country. We had him on a few months ago when he simply asked Rumsfeld a question and was grabbed by Rumsfeld's goons, was video caught of that. And Nadia McCaffrey, who lost her son in Iraq, she's part of Gold Star Vets, and she was, of course, the mother of a veteran who died over there. And we're honored to have all three of them with us. They're all going to be here in Austin. Well, they're now here in Austin, but coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, LBJ Presidential Museum and Library, and it's in room 3109, but I got a sneaking suspicion it'll be moved to a larger auditorium. So just, you'll find it. Go to the UT library there, and you can't, the University of Texas LBJ Library and Museum, and you can't miss it. Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, they'll be debating some, well, I've got to say, it's some ne'er-do-wells or well-meaning idiots. I don't know what they are. It's just they're going to be having a debate pro-con for the war, and I've just heard the pro-war crowd. They have, they are congenital liars, and I don't know about these two particular people they're going to be debating, but in every case it's been the same. I mean, you have to be an idiot or a liar to push this war. It's one of the most unjust, flagrantly fraudulent wars in history. We're about to break. This is a quick segment, but going to Nadia McCaffrey. Nadia, you had some points you wanted to make, namely about armored Humvees. You know, we hear on Neocon Radio that there's plenty of armored Humvees, but I talked to troops coming back who've just been getting back in the last month. Most of them still don't have armored Humvees. Nadia?
No, they don't, and especially the guards, which are being killed left and right, as you know. I was invited to that lunch in Beverly Hills with Jeff Norman, and my question to Mr. Rumsfeld was, why do we have 70,000 M113 parked in the middle of the United States collecting dust? And we had those 3 years ago before we went to war. What are they doing parking in the middle of the U.S. when our soldiers are being killed because of a lack of protection? Their equipment is not adequate. What is going on? I want to know why.
And what did Rumsfeld say to that?
Well, my question was tossed on the bottom pile of many other military questions, of course.
Well, I mean, even McCain just brought out that Schwarzenegger stages press conferences. They make people getting into Cheney town halls sign a form saying they agree with him and won't ask a mean question. Ray McGovern, the buying of news reporters, all of this, again, it fits in with this perfect mosaic of tyranny.
Well, it certainly does, Alex. It's a sea change in what I'm used to, and I've been watching things in Washington for 45 years now. We no longer have a free press in any meaningful sense of that term, and so the premium is on folks like you and others to tune into the alternative press and get the real scoop. And the internet is one of the prime resources for that, and we just have to be a little bit more imaginative in ways to use that terrific facility.
Why don't they care? I mean, that's not anti-war propaganda. I looked into it. They really don't care, and from the start and continually have not shipped the proper equipment over there that we already have. Why are they mothballing it?
Well, I think the operative thing, Alex, once again, is it wouldn't be my son. It wouldn't be my daughter. So who cares? I mean, this is cannon fodder. 5, 6, 7 a week. That's what the gentleman said to me in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. You got to admit, that's worth it for our way of life, right? For the oil we need. That is the incredibly cynical attitude toward of these folks.
And, but as you know, the oil companies are ripping us off to begin with. Stay there, folks. This is amazing. We'll talk to Jeff Norman when we get back as well. I got several other important questions for our guest, who I just really want to thank and who I just appreciate. I mean, they're traveling the country of their own time and money to tell you the truth, folks.
Hey,
folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I tend to start frothing when I get into these subjects because there's so much evidence. During the break, I was talking to Ray McGovern, high-level top CIA analyst. He briefed Ronald Reagan 6 days a week there at breakfast during the Reagan administration and, of course, Bush 41. And back then, and we've talked to Ray and many of his colleagues, they called the current crew running things the crazies. I mean, they want to use nuclear weapons. They want to take the planet over. They're all a bunch of soft little chicken hawks, never wore a uniform, never been in combat. And they just, it's admitted, Richard Perle shows off to women who are just disgusted by him at cocktail parties by talking about, you know, I can invade countries if I want to. I mean, this has been in the papers. Imagine this blob swaggering over going, I'm powerful. I mean, these people are mentally ill. There's no other way to look at it. They've gone off the deep end. Ron Paul last week never talked like this. He said they're delusional. And so I was talking to Ray during the break, and I said, Ray, I mean, what points do you want to make? There's so many. He said, torture. And I'm like, exactly, torture. Bush comes out and says that, hey, we're not going to stop torturing. Now, this is after sending people to prison on orders to torture. We know they ordered them to torture. Then they send them to prison. And then Bush says, I'm not going to stop torturing people. But then Alberto Gonzalez gets confirmed and won't even step away from his memos calling for torture. And I agree with Ray McGovern when he said during the break that this shows that Rove is distracted right now, you know, off trying to save his own hind end. But, you know, it's more, that's what scares me, Ray McGovern, is that they seem to be even more out of control, more arrogant, more in your face right now.
That's right, Alex. You know, our Constitution was written by some very foresighted people who have provisions for what happens when a president starts acting like a king. And they wrote right into that basic document a very orderly procedure, the remedy to be followed under such circumstances, and that remedy is called impeachment. And just the fact that the Republican Party, the president's party, dominates the legislature right now, that is no excuse for our representatives to avoid pressing articles of impeachment against the people who would besmirch our country's name and endanger our own soldiers by having an openly avowed policy of torture consistent with military necessity and as appropriate. And who decides what's appropriate but the President of the United States? This is a king. This is not a president. The way you get rid of a king is to impeach him.
Well, Ray, I mean, back in your day at the CIA, torture was not some routine procedure, especially, you know, I mean, it certainly went on and people went to prison for doing it. Now it's just out in the open being codified as some huge policy arm. But then I read my history books, but you're an analyst. I mean, torture supposedly doesn't work. You can't trust a government who tortures. Torture always backfires. It gets your own people tortured. I mean, how are they openly pushing torture?
Well, Alex, I served 2 years as an officer, an infantry and intelligence officer, and we had to memorize that manual that prohibited this kind of treatment. And the reasons are very clear. Number one, as you already said, it doesn't work. You can't get reliable information by torturing people. Anybody who's had any experience in intelligence knows that. Number two, you endanger your own soldiers. Number three, you give your country a very bad name. Number four, you brutalize the brutalizers. The people, the young kids you send to torture others, are brutalized themselves. They come home and they brutalize others. And number five, not least, it's just plain wrong, morally wrong. It's in the same category with rape, with slavery. Torture is always wrong. And if our churches can't wake up, if our people cannot wake up and make themselves a little different from the populist in the 30s in Nazi Germany and do something about this, if they can't face torture and tell the president this is wrong, then I fear for the future of our country.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, no one's ever promoted torture openly. I mean, the Nazis didn't even do that.
No, and, you know, it all came to a head last week when Senator McCain, who knows something about torture, having been tortured himself, put a little amendment on the defense authorization bill. The amendment said, we simply will not torture anymore. We'll follow the procedures in the Army manual for interrogation. Guess what? Cheney descended on those folks that wanted to do that amendment and said, we're going to veto that bill if you have that amendment in it. And anyhow, what happened, and to his credit, McCain persisted, and last week the Senate vote was 90-9. For the amendment prohibiting torture. And your two senators here in Texas, I have to say, Kay Bailey Hutchison, voted the correct way against torture, but this fellow John Cornyn, I don't know how you justify voting for torture, but I would hope that you Texans listening in will ask John Cornyn, now why is it that you favor torture? Because that's no overstatement. That's what he did. He voted against an amendment which said we should adhere to the Army manual having to do with interrogation of POWs. And Cornyn voted against it with eight other Republicans. And it's going to be really interesting to see if the House of Representatives honor that amendment or whether they succumb to White House pressure to allow this amendment to be defeated.
How did Gonzalez ever get confirmed? When I've read his memos on air, he just plays that little word game, mm-hmm. that delusional game, and says, well, if we don't call it torture, it isn't torture, even if they die while we're tabling them. And for those that don't know what tabling is, and the descriptions that have come out in the Army's own reports, is that they have the people put excrement in a big bucket, and then they put somebody up on a dolly, on a plank and then slide their head down into it. I mean, Ray, how did they send people to prison for torturing when they were ordered to do it? And then meanwhile, Gonzalez openly admits that he wrote memos saying it was good.
Yeah, well, that's the supreme indignity. When he was up for confirmation, he did not disavow these memos. Colin Powell, to his credit, and he deserves very little credit these days, but at least he spoke out against torture. But Speedy Gonzalez speeded his own little memo up to the president the day before he got the memo from Colin Powell. So they clearly wanted... Well, the president, on the evening of 9/11, told Richard Clark, the anti-terrorism fellow, and Don Rumsfeld, look, I don't care what the international lawyers say, we're going to kick some ass, quote, end quote. Where do I get that? From Richard Clark's book. Was Richard Clark there? Of course he was. That's who the president was talking to. And so it's a direct descent down into Crawford, Texas, where the counter-demonstrators had signs saying, kick their ass and take their gas.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I was out there. They had signs. I mean, how is this Christian? Jesus Christ was tortured. The disciples were tortured. I mean, I can think of nothing more anti-Christ than torturing people, Ray.
Well, that's why I say if the Christian churches, like the real ones, you know, not the ones that are Christian in name only, if the Methodists and Catholics and Presbyterians and Episcopalians can't get their act together enough to speak out to their people and say, we think it's wrong that our government has an openly avowed policy permitting torture, if they can't do that, then they might as well fold their tents like Arabs and silently steal away because they have no more moral authority.
Well, it's almost like Bush wants to embarrass this country, and I think that's part of a larger program. It's amazing. Jeff Norman and Nadia McCaffrey, you guys are going to be there speaking tonight, and they're debating this evening, 7 o'clock, LBJ Library and Museum. Right off I-35, you really can't miss it, folks. But any other points you'd like to make?
Well, you know, it's not actually the library. It's the LBJ School of Public Affairs, which I guess is close. And I'd like to give the number.
To be specific, it's all the same building. So I
just... All right. So regarding the possibility of any venue change, let me give the number for information over there, if I might. It's 471-8954. And I'd also like to point out, if any people want to speak to their local representative, or their state representative, actually, John Cornyn, about why he is so in love with torture, his address is 221 West 6th Street, Suite 1530. So perhaps some concerned citizens might want to go over there and find out about it. You also brought up a very interesting point before about the illegal paying of journalists to disseminate propaganda. And Ray's former colleague, Mel Goodman, who worked with him in the CIA, wrote a very interesting op-ed, which is up on our website, ustouroftheduty.org, in which he suggested that maybe Robert Novak was among those who was paid off. And I think that's the first time anyone has linked this illegal buying of the media to the Valerie Plame.
Well, I mean, it's well known, paid off. The guy's whole life, his whole position has been a neocon foil and... So, I mean, he's been moiling for them since day one. In fact, give us the website, please, Nadia, for the Gold Star Vets, as well, Ray, the Intelligence Veterans for Sanity.
Okay, there are two or three. There is Gold Star Family for Peace, which spells with the first letter of each word, .org. Gold Star Family for Peace, .org. And that's Cindy Sheehan's organization. And we also have Veterans for Peace. And quite a few others than Jeff is going to tell you. We all work together on this.
Well, I'm glad that you've gone public, Nadia, and I appreciate your courage. People should come down and support you tonight. Ray, give us the website that you're a member of.
Yeah, well, you know, we're too busy running around the country spreading truth around, Alex, to maintain a website. So the best thing to do is Google either my name, Ray McGovern, or Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, and you'll come up with pretty much everything we've done recently.
Now, you guys have done a massive amount of work, and hopefully we can make it through all of this craziness, and I really do appreciate all three of you for coming on.
That was a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Nadia. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Ray McGovern. Thanks to all of you. Take care. Look forward to talking to you in the near future. Get down there and support them tonight. We'll be back with a ton of news and more guests.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family...
Folks, I said that when Bush got into office, they may use him to really bring in the New World Order and then flush him down the toilet when they're done with it. Presidents are just puppets. I mean, he may knowingly go along with being destroyed, just like Nixon did. Look, Kerry knows that he won the election. I'm not for John Kerry, John Forbes Kerry. But you can't just steal the election with the electronic voting machines if the person it's being stolen from doesn't play ball. You've got to have it rigged from top to bottom. And we know they did that. And we know that Bush may be brought down. It may happen, but I'm not going to be celebrating it. Look, Hillary Clinton's for the war. Chuckie Schumer's for the war. Clinton was for the war. Kerry wanted to invade Iran now. Ooh, how is that? This is all done by design. And so then we have chief neocons. I mean, the father of Crystal literally ran the Fourth International and set up what is the neocons today. Let's roll this clip. He was on there a week ago. Now he was on there yesterday again. And he even elaborated. Rove and Libby, Scooter Libby, will be indicted. Roll it.
That would seem to me to create a little problem.
And Libby's lawyer apparently entirely denies this, so right. We have two distinguished lawyers simply contradicting each other at this point. Look, what's amazing about this to me is the following. On July 30th, the CIA referred to the Justice Department the leaking of Valerie Wilson, or Valerie Plame's name, for investigation under the, what's it called, the Intelligence...
Foreign Intelligence and Identities Act, very odd name.
Right, from 1982. There's almost no chance, I think, that Rove or Libby are going to be prosecuted for violating that act. On the other hand, the CIA began this process of a criminal investigation. It went from a Justice Department investigation to a special prosecutor at Christmas of 2003. And I now think, and I hate the criminalization of politics, and I think it's really ridiculous when you step back and say, of all the leaks that have come out in the last 4 or 5 years, is this the one leak that deserves to be prosecuted of possibly classified information? But talking to people pretty close to both Libby and Rove outside of government, who therefore can talk about it, I think they expect the worst now.
Both Libby and Rove will be indicted.
I believe, if I had to predict, and I don't know more about this than anyone else reading the papers, that both Libby and Rove will be indicted. Rove will be indicted not for what the original referral was about, but for some combination of disclosing classified information or perhaps failing to fully be fully candid with federal investigators or with the grand jury.
All right.
Yeah, it's like a cliche.
And by the way, folks, that's another reason if the FBI ever wants to talk about or talk to you, do not talk to them. I mean, even if you know you're innocent and they want to, quote, talk about something just to clear you, you can't talk to them. Because if they say you didn't tell them the truth, then you're going to prison. I mean, by the way, I mean, that's ridiculous. And I'm not here defending Karl Rove. Heavens no, but this whole thing stinks to high heaven. This whole thing. Wheels within wheels, lies within lies, propaganda within propaganda, wheels within wheels. Before we end this segment, I've got to put a plug in here. I've made 12 amazing documentary films. And if you want powerful videos that have been proven to wake people up and that will have a dramatic effect on people's lives, you need to have Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, my new mini-series. 3 videos in one, the Police State, 9-11, latest info, best 9-11 film out there, bar none. And then we look at who the globalists are, the death cult they're members of, what their master plan is. This is such an important video, 3 1-hour films in one, DVD, VHS. You really need to get Martial Law, but you also need to get Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary book we're carrying. You need to get Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownerships video. Innocence Betrayed comes with 3 free color booklets. You need to get the Loss of Liberty video about what happened to the USS Liberty. These are all very important films. You need to have them. Go to InfoWars.com and peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Watch clips of the films. Decide which videos you want to order. Decide if you want to order a 3-tape special or a 5-tape special or a 7-tape special. Or decide if you want to just get one video. That decision's up to you. But please go check it out and take advantage of these specials. 1-888-253-3139. You can order by the web at InfoWars.com, or you can order, if you'd like, by phone. The choice is up to you. 1-888-253-3139. And yet another choice, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. and everything's there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Industrialized election fraud is going on. It is an orgy of evidence. We are grounding in it. That's coming up in the next hour with Vicky Karp. I haven't been taking calls today because we've got five guests. In the next hour, if you want to talk to Vicky Karp, we'll get you on. But all the callers that keep calling in are on hold. You're going to be waiting a while because we've got other news we need to cover. I apologize about that, but this information has to be covered. We live in the age where we have a president who openly says, hey, I'm going to send people to prison for following orders to torture, but then I'm going to veto a law saying that we can't torture people severely. The law just says, you know, current Army manual, you can pressure them, but you can't torture them severely. So I'm going to veto that. I mean, that is up is down, down is up. That is an oxymoron. You know, we're against torture, but we're for it. It is a total contradiction. But we have become a desensitized country. We have lost our empathy. Empires always become corrupt. When you become decadent, you become basically mentally stunted. We become very numb to what's happening. I mean, empathy is you see somebody that's hit by a car and they're splattered all over, and you see that they're in pain, you have a feeling of pain. And by the way, I've read the psychology, I've read the sociology, I've read the science behind it. That's because your brain, deep down, associates that incredible pain with that happening to yourself. I mean, really, empathy is a self-survival mechanism. The yuppies and ne'er-do-wells out there think that if they only care about themselves, everything's going to be all right. Well, I only care about me, and that's how I get ahead. Number one, that's not how we're supposed to operate. You're going to be a very unhappy person. But more importantly, it creates a society, a toxic society, where nobody cares about anybody and everything falls apart. And I'm not trying to get up here and preach, folks. I mean, I'm not the nicest person in the world. I'm jealous. I'm envious sometimes. I'm greedy. I mean, I have to deal with those, you know, those feelings I have. But at least I'm aware of them. I mean, I'm an aggressive person. I'm a mean person. But at least I'm aware of that, and I keep that in check and try to develop, you know, my higher calling and higher senses. But we were talking to Ray McGovern, the top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., about how these guys have lost all empathy. I mean, he's out giving a speech, and a guy walks up and says, ah, so what, you know, a couple dead troops every day, so what? That's a good price to pay for cheap oil. Well, what if it's your son? Well, it's not going to be my son. You see, when what's the old Bible quote? The wages of sin are death. And then that simply means, folks, if we all go through life doing bad things are going to happen to us. I mean, what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. I don't believe in karma, but you know that's another view of you reap what you sow. And so enough of my preaching. The point I'm trying to make here before we go to our next guest is that when you don't care about innocent people that are in prison, or you say, oh, they're all guilty, well, then you're going to be treated like that too. You know, the cop's favorite cliche is, oh, everybody says they're innocent. Well, police on average commit more crimes and use more drugs and beat their wives more than any other group. Does that mean all cops are guilty? No, it doesn't. And when I learned about the Tulia, Texas case many years ago, and I've interviewed almost everybody under the sun surrounding, you know, this case, including some of the victims, I was amazed because, I mean, I knew that crime labs in Boston and crime labs in Houston and the FBI crime lab, Frederick Whitehurst, the head of the FBI crime lab's comment was that it was industrialized fraud. I mean, it was just wholesale. Everyone was guilty. You know, if they wanted a guilty evidence, they just, boom, you were guilty. Same thing with the Houston crime lab. I mean, this is nationwide. You think when you get arrested for something that you're going to get a fair trial. No, you're not, folks. But Tulia was a sterling example because you had people who didn't have drugs. You had people who had no criminal record. Old farmers in a small town where the old aristocracy in the town had shut down, so literally the local big, you know, boss hog types just opened these prisons. And with the state, and Texas is a big warehouse state for warehousing everybody, just giving you some background. And they would just go out and scoop up masses of black people with no criminal records and just throw them into prison. The juries would give them 20 to 90 years in prison. It came out that it was all completely manufactured. The governor finally had to give clemency or pardon most of them. And some people are still in prison. So without further ado, we're going to talk to Nate Blakeslee, former editor of the Texas Observer. He also writes for the Texas Observer currently, and he wrote the new book, The Tulia Story, and his new book is simply called Tulia, Race, Cocaine, and Corruption in a Small Texas Town, and he also is now writing for Texas Monthly. And I appreciate you sitting through that diatribe there, Nate, but I mean, if we don't get angry about innocent people going to prison, none of us are safe, are we, Nate?
No, I would say you hit a bunch of the themes in the book in that introduction. And, you know, obviously one of the major ones is abuse of police power, and this is one of the prime examples in recent history.
Well, tell us, I mean, for those that don't know about Tulia, it's still relatively unknown. Give us a thumbnail sketch.
Well, what happened was in the summer of 1999, there was a major drug bust in Tulia, which was unusual in and of itself because it's such a small town. It's a town of about 5,000 people. As you say, it's a town sort of in decline. It's a ranching and agricultural town. It's between Amarillo and Lubbock. And one narcotics officer filed cases against 47 different defendants in that town, accused all of them of dealing powdered cocaine. And as you might expect, it made headlines. He was named Officer of the Year. There were a few stories about, well, should so many of these defendants have been black? 39 of the 47 were black, and there's only about 250, maybe 300 black people in town. So, but there were very few questions raised about the methods he used and about whether or not these cases were actually legitimate to begin with, until some investigative reporting and the Observer reporting that I did focused on whether or not these cases were actually legit. And that's when things started to really unravel.
And it came down like a house of cards. I mean, we think so many times that tyranny is invincible, but really it's a house of cards, and along comes a wind and blows it over. But for those that also don't aren't aware of the case, he had also done this in a bunch of other towns, so the numbers were even larger in the total.
Yeah, well, his M.O. was, actually, he had never been a narcotics agent, and that's kind of another galling aspect of this story, too, but he did have a terrible, terrible track record as a law enforcement officer, and basically his M.O. was he would use his father's good name. His father was a well-known Texas Ranger from West Texas who passed away, and he would rely on his father's good name to get these deputy sheriff's positions in these small towns, and generally he would run up a bunch of bills, just make a general ass of himself until they were just about ready to get rid of him, and then he would disappear, literally, in the middle of a shift, and everybody would be left holding the bag. So that was his record coming into Tulia. He had never done any kind of narcotics enforcement, and what I tried to show in the book is how did we get to this state of affairs in the drug war where a man like this can be hired to do narcotics enforcement, and not only hired in the first place, but allowed to do narcotics enforcement the way he did it, which was no corroboration of any kind for virtually any of his cases. He never wore a wire, never had video, never even had a second officer to say, yes, he was where he said he was on the day he was there. So the book is about an incredible decline in standards in narcotics enforcement in the United States.
Well, since you mentioned that, on the word of some crackhead who literally can hardly get out of bed in the morning, they'll SWAT team my house looking for drugs. I mean, all of us are in danger. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the cases of where the drug addict, 10-time loser, points out the million-dollar insurance salesman's home, and, you know, they bust in the old man's house and shoot him five times. I mean, you know, and there's just thousands of these cases, and I frankly am sick of it.
Yeah, well, at least Coleman was a cop. As you say, sometimes the person who's making the cases is not even a law enforcement officer. He's a snitch or a confidential informant, and that is that's part of the M.O. of this type of task force that hired Coleman. These are the guys really who are giving narcotics enforcement a bad name in Texas, at least. These guys they operate outside of the normal Department of Public Safety narcotics.
Well, let's stop right there. What's your take on Dallas, where they just pull cars over and throw a cue ball chalk in the back and then grab them? I mean,
that story broke almost about a year after Tulia broke. And that quickly became the reigning scandal in Texas, and people forgot about Tulia for a while. That was a heck of a story. And that illustrated just how degraded law enforcement had become, you know, outside of these task forces. And the thing that really got me about that story was that the district attorney admitted that they routinely did not test evidence, did not test the cocaine until the cases were ready to go to trial. And so all you had was these narcs doing these field tests in which they were the only person present to say whether it was or was not cocaine. And then if the case never went to trial, which, as you know, most drug cases never go to trial, usually it's a plea, a cop-out, then the drugs were never tested at all. So it's a breakdown in the system that comes from a lack of checks and balances.
Well, I want to ask the police this. How do they sleep at night? Number one, the drug war's gotten, double the funding in the last 10 years, and there's more cocaine and heroin on the streets than ever before. Number one, the thing is a fraud and a failure at first base. Then you move through this constellation of corruption, and, I mean, I want to know how they sleep at night sending innocent people to prison.
Well, it's hard to get. I tried to get inside Coleman's head as much as I could, and I think Coleman was the narc, of course, in the Tulia case. And I think what it was about mostly for him was trying to save his professional career, you know, or as Mel Brooks said, save his phony baloney job. He was he he had ruined his reputation through his past conduct in law enforcement.
That's right. For those that didn't know, we're talking about 70-something-year-old black men that farm pigs who mm-hmm. don't have criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this guy can just cold-bloodedly send them to prison.
Mm-hmm. And he, I mean, he wasn't completely stupid. I mean, he knew that he had to pick and choose his targets among a population that was not likely to have much power and was not like nobody was likely to step up and defend them. And so some of them did have past experience in drugs, and some of them did have convictions for possession of drugs. But others, as you say, had no records whatsoever. And the sentences were just incredible. 90-year sentences for delivery of $200 worth of cocaine. Kids with no prior records getting the maximum. And in fact, that's why I originally went to Thule. I wanted to speak to the jurors about what was it that they felt about delivering small amounts of cocaine was morally equivalent to raping or murder somebody, because that's what they were given, these first-degree sentences.
And what did they say?
Well, I think what they said was, in general, their feeling was that they knew these people were troublemakers. They knew the family they came from. Therefore, it didn't really matter how much evidence there was. You know, they didn't need to have much more evidence than this man's word because they knew the family. And keep in mind, this is a really small town. So once you get on the list as somebody who's an undesirable, you're in a lot of trouble. And I lay more blame really on the district attorney and the sheriff and the task force for even making these cases and allowing them to come before juries in the first place.
Let's boil it down, though. What I've heard from so many people inside this case is, if you were a young black man dating a white girl, you're going to prison.
That did come up more than once in my interviews. In fact, it came up so many times that I would stop mentioning it, and it would still come up. And that does seem to be sort of, if you want to get the answer to the question, why does somebody give the maximum sentence for such a piddling crime, I think you do have to talk about race. And one of the things people did want to talk about in that town when you talked about race was what they called racial mixing or interracial dating or interracial sex, and it had become a much more common phenomenon, obviously, than it was in their parents' generation, and it was a great cause for concern in that town, and I do think that some of that sentiment underlie at least the length of the sentences involved.
Well, no one's safe when you can get 90 years in prison because people don't like you. But, I mean, why would he go after old black ranchers with no criminal record? I mean, why would he just... I mean, did he get sloppy at the end? Or?
Well, I think at first he was working off a list of names that the sheriff gave him, either in writing or verbally. That was never fully established. But I think the sheriff told him, look, we know who the troublemakers are in this town, and these are the people we want you to get rid of. And by troublemaker, I mean anybody that's ever given them any kind of trouble at all, including what we were just discussing about this interracial sex issue. And so he started from that list. I think the sheriff probably expected to make about 8 or 10 cases, and most of them would be crack or marijuana because that was sort of the pattern of drug use in that community that the sheriff sent him into. But instead, he started filing scores and scores of powdered cocaine cases, and he just wouldn't stop. He filed 40 against 47 different defendants. And if you stop and look at the numbers, there's only maybe 250, 300 black people in the town of Thule. He indicted 39 of them for delivering powdered cocaine. That's over 1 in 5 of the adult population of the black community in Thule.
Well, it's insane. And then some people are, I don't care. You know, that's an isolated case. Folks, it's not an isolated case. And it's everybody's community that this is happening to. But as Tony Brown has said on this show, they will take disadvantaged communities and target them. And so you'll have an over-concentration or over-saturation. That is, to boil it down, they'll get it even more severely than other communities. And we're now even seeing in some of the South Texas areas, which this is something that you may not have been aware of, that we'll have Hispanic majorities then kind of doing things to whites and blacks. So this can happen to any group at any time. If whites can do it to Hispanics, blacks can do it to whites. But predominantly, when you have a population where it's mainly white, that's the old classic pattern. So we see this everywhere, and this is just scary. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I haven't read your book yet, but I intend to get a copy. You turned over a lot of stones. Are there any other facets that the public may not be aware of?
Well, one of the things I wanted to make sure people understood is this is not just another story of the, you know, those crazy Texans, you know, being Texans. that this was actually a program that was funded by the federal government. It was hatched in the late 80s. It's commonly called the Byrne Grant Task Force Program. And that's what funded this operation in Thule, and that is what has funded a lot of the more scandal-ridden programs in Texas and narcotics. The idea behind the Byrne Grant was that we can't put a DEA agent in every town, but maybe we can get the sheriffs and the local PDs to group together, form these regional task forces if we'll send them the money. The problem was that's all they did was send them the money. They never checked up to see exactly how well these things were performing.
Well, it's a bounty.
Yeah. So, and then, and the logical conclusion of that was, in the state of Texas, the money went through the governor's office. The governor parceled it out to these new task forces. There were about 50 of them formed up almost overnight.
MJTF.
Yeah, multi-jurisdictional task force. And what happened was, they made them compete with one another for this grant money. So they actually came up with this formula to decide.
Stay there. Let's talk about this because now it becomes a competitive sport. So I'm driving along with my family and come up to a checkpoint, and a bunch of cops from five counties want to search my car. No. No way, you Constitution killing little creatures.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, I've been out in the Texas Hill Country interviewing, and you can just go from house to house to house. I mean, 150-year-old, old German rock houses, nice little farming families. From house to house to house to house, from neighborhood to neighborhood, at corner stores. And you go in and talk to them, and they go, turn the camera off, and I'll tell you, it's horrible. They come in here with the machine guns. They tell us to get on the ground. They don't even have warrants. And they literally, these MJTF, they just feed on everyone. They just randomly just run around grabbing and snatching and kicking down doors and digging through things. So long before I learned about Tulia, I was, you know, covering this and going out there with the camera crews. So it isn't just black Americans, though when you get mixed racism and MJTF, I guess since you don't find anything at the houses, you just go ahead and grab them. But the new book is out, and it's Tulia, Race, Cocaine, and Corruption in a Small Texas Town. And folks, every day I see articles from every corner of the nation where police are framing the citizens. And I say, if anybody doesn't have credibility, it's the government and the police. I mean, statistically, they're involved in more crime than we are. So why do we trust them? You know, they treat us like we're all bad when we're not. Well, then I say you're all bad. And I know that our guests probably won't go that far, but I'm saying if the shoe fits, wear it. Comments on what I've been talking about here, Nate?
Well, I think people have gotten to the point where they're ready to give up in some circles on this particular drug task force program. And by that I mean there seems to be some enthusiasm waning in Washington for this program, partly because of the Tulia scandal. There was a pretty major budget cut in the last couple of years. And then here in Texas, after the Tulia scandal, they announced a major reorganization of the program. They were going to put it under DPS Narcotics. And then the task forces just started dropping one after the other after Tulia, in part because of funding cuts, but also in part because they're all afraid of when their Tulia is going to come, when their multi-million-dollar lawsuit is going to come, as happened in Tulia after the exonerations. And they get together with their insurance companies and the county judges, and they say, you know, it's time to get out. So we're all the way down to 25 task forces, and actually I think this morning it's 23 from a high of 50 in the late 90s. So this particular program seems to be on the way out.
Well, I tell you, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Roving bands of people in camo playing Rambo.
Yeah. My one of the favorite quotes I have from the book is a state legislator. He called them brother-in-law types in ninja suits. That was his description of them. And he ought to know. He used to be on the board of one of those task forces, and then he just got fed up with it.
Well, it's scary. I mean, I've been to houses in Travis County where they just block off the street and searched all the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, talking to old ladies, and they make them sit in fire ants, and then, mm-hmm. you know, no drugs are found, and they go into the renter's house and make fun of him for having a Playboy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's like, well, we didn't find drugs, but what's this Playboy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just weird.
Yeah, the whole innocent have nothing to fear mentality seems to reign on those search warrants these days, or lack of search warrants. And that phenomenon you just described of shutting down an entire street, the bust out, as they call it, this is why they call them the jump out boys in Texas, these task forces. They call them the jump out boys because they do just that. They'll come in, they'll park a van at either end of the street, and they'll jump out and try to get everybody to stay where they are until they can search everybody. And that's part of their, you know, they'll do these undercover operations that last 6 or 12 months. They'll build up a huge stack of arrest warrants, and then they'll try to go serve them all at once before anybody has a chance to run off. And that's when you get those big sort of police state-style jump-outs like you just described.
Well, in one case, oh, it's a whole other issue. Sir, I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I hope your book does very well.
I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back, folks.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.